Hello everyone, welcome to Season 1, Episode 12 of The Drum Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is Billy Boy Clinton. You know, ever since this man appeared on the scene many years ago, what a fucking lech. Okay, what a fucking lech. Accused of raping several different women throughout his career, most notably Juanita Broderick. We cannot forget the scandal that impeached him, which was the Monica Lewinsky cigar and harassed, you know, scandal, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Okay? Inside the Oval Office, no less. Okay? And then all these things floating around in regards to his connection with pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. How many times he went to Pedophile Island on Epstein's private jet. And now pictures are surfacing of him getting a massage from one of Jeffrey Epstein's leading accusers. You know, when is America going to wake up and put a fucking nail in this man's coffin? Actually, the whole entire fucking family. Okay, he has been getting away with this for decades now. Okay, and it seems that Hollywood, most notably the actors and the actresses and some of these singers that are considered the best in the world, are infatuated with this fucking douchebag. Okay, this is all about how Hollywood and how the Democrats always protect leches like this, rapists, pedophiles, and it's time that this all comes to an end. Okay, we need to start protecting the women and especially the children, male or female. And people like this, people who get away with it for years, people who protect him, like his what happened lady wife. Okay, we all know she suicides people who even come close to destroying the reputation of the powerful Clinton name. You know, these people are worse than the Italian mafia. And I should know quite a lot about the Italian mafia, since I'm Italian and one of my uncles was one of the head leaders of one of the five families. Okay, but this is a mafia all in its own, and that is what the Clinton family is. It may have started with Bill Clinton because of his disgusting pedophilia, rapist-like ways, but it all concludes with his wife, the What Happened Lady. Okay? But going back to Bill Clinton, so many people throughout the years, like I had said, have accused him of rape, even before he was president of the United States. Several people who worked for him in the Oval Office that were employed as Secret Service, there have been many books written about not only his wife, but also him and all his dirty dealings. So it's time that America comes together. It's time that America wakes the fuck up and stop idolizing people like this who go around raping women and who are now involved, that we find out, dealing with the biggest pedophile in the history of the world, which is Jeffrey Epstein. So we need to do something as Americans. We need to do something as patriots, and we need to make sure that people like this are held accountable for all their dirty deeds, despite the fact of how much money they have, and the fact that his wife ran for president and lost miserably, and that he was a former vice president. Okay? They all go around saying that, you know, no matter who you are, the law applies to everybody. Well, you know what, the Clintons, especially Bill, the law does apply to you. And it looks like this time, you're going to go down. You're going to go down, and you're finally going to go to prison for all the dirty deeds that you have done and all the women you have victimized and assaulted. And they will finally get the justice that they finally deserve. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.